In other news, the University of North Carolina Board of Governors met behind closed doors yesterday, and that meeting comes just days after the resignation of ECU Interim Chancellor Dan Gerlach, and that was the latest in a number of high-level UNC departures. WUNC Daily News reporter Will Michaels was following the story and joins us now. Hello, Will.
Hey, Frank.
What do we know about yesterday's meeting?
Well, the details are still pretty sketchy, but what we do know is that the UNC Board of Governors and the, in a separate meeting, the ECU Board of Trustees both got a presentation about the latest in the investigation into Dan Gerlach's resignation and the circumstances surrounding his resignation. They had really been mum on the subject up until yesterday, but they did confirm that that's what they were there to hear, but they would not comment about what exactly they heard.
And remind us why Dan Gerlach stepped down.
So this goes back to last month. There were photos and videos that surfaced on local media outlets of him out drinking with students, and there were questions about whether or not this was conduct becoming of a chancellor for the UNC system. Then this past weekend, there was more video that came out. This was a traffic video obtained from the Greenville Police Department of him walking down a sidewalk sort of unsteadily, then appearing to drive away. So there is a question again about and the timing of when this video came out is, was also questionable. And this is where the road sort of curves a little bit. So bear with me. But last Friday, an outside attorney named Peter Romery was the first to request to see this footage. And it wasn't until about 6 hours after that last Friday that the UNC system asked to look at that footage. So the question becomes, why did the UNC system wait a month to actually look at the traffic footage of this area around where Gerlach was out drinking that night? Now, Peter Romery was actually, this is not the first time that he's come up in a question about the UNC system. Peter Romery was an outside attorney who also was asked by UNC Board of Governors member Tom Fetzer to look into a candidate for the chancellorship of Western Carolina University last year. Now, you may remember that search sort of broke down after it came out that Tom Fetzer was asking Peter Romery to look into this, because historically the Board of Governors has been a little not quite that involved in the search for a chancellor. Each university has its own search committee. Those universities are allowed to look into candidates on their own. And a lot of board members were upset that Fetzer was, in their mind, interfering with the process. So make of that connection what you will, because, again, the UNC Board of Governors has not said anything official about it, but he is involved in this case as well.
We're looking at the detailed involvement of board members in areas that they had not been before, and whether or not that that might be some source of concern for other members. That may or may not have come up, because we don't know everything that was that came out of that meeting. I've got about 20 seconds left, but there are a lot of interims in the UNC system right now. Give us an update.
Right. So if you think back to the beginning of this year, UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor Carol Foltz resigned amid controversy about Silent Sam, which was the Confederate monument that stood at UNC until protesters tore it down last year. UNC System President Margaret Spellings, her resignation went into effect in March. Cecil Staton, who was the former chancellor at ECU, resigned. Then Dan Gerlach took over as interim chancellor. Now ECU Provost Ron Mitchelson is the acting interim chancellor, sort of the interim chancellor, if you will. So we will have to see exactly how this plays out going forward.
Will Michaels, WUNC Daily News reporter. Thank you, Will.
Thanks.
Just ahead, the story of a struggle of a Chicano poet, Jimmy Santiago Baca, on the state of things. Stay tuned.